Hello, hello, I'm in the Court Pay Studio. Hello, hello, I am also in the studio with Mr. Bile and Mr. Woo and a Burma Cat, too.
Let's have a shot.
That's our time to cut pasters.
Today, we're back, yes, and we're coming to you from Cracker.
We're coming back to Seize Paste 4.
Yes, Cut Paste 4, we're here.
Cut Paste 4, no time to snore.
Oh, God.
Snickety snick, snoink, snoink.
Oh, my God, that's...
Ah, there we go.
And it's just coming up a little bit.
Let me get my voice out, Danny.
It's coming up. It's there.
Oh, it's there. In a pool on the floor.
Hello, anyway.
Pod Bobblers. Excuse my biscuit.
Hello, Wobblers, Nobblers, Tobblers, Gobblers, Wobblers, Fobblers.
The biscuit was not the best tone.
Nah, probably not.
And I probably should have opened this alcohol-free beverage as well.
No, but we have the smiley face to open the beer.
Hello and welcome to Cut Paste.
I'm Bile, and when he gets back to the mic,
I'm Woo.
And yes, this is season 4 from yet another different location.
Another location, another mentality, a completely different space and time.
Yeah, we're down the Goldie again.
And we're going to be talking exactly the same shit as before. I hope you're ready. Buckle in. You guys haven't even heard season 3 yet. And season 4 is going to be out tonight. That's what I'm talking about, mofos.
So, yeah, we've got no ideas. We've got...
Speak for yourself. Guess where I was yesterday?
Down the beach.
Hanging out at the Greek festival with the Prime Minister.
The Greek festival?
Yeah, that wasn't the... That wasn't the big... I met Tony Abbott yesterday. Art Turnbull, his name is now. Dave Turnbull.
So when we were doing the
As video... I live and breathe, is it not Dave Turnbull? Hello, Prime Minister.
So when we were doing the coal thing earlier, like cooking coal, that was with Tony Abbott. We're not going to have a... sorry, that was a cracking burp. We'll leave that in, probably.
Hey, Turnbull's already turned it round, mate.
Malcolm? All right, Malcolm. Come on, Gov. Get your pants off and show us where your ring is.
Oh, in case anyone didn't know, we also have Political Dave, who pops in every now and again to give us his opinion on things. Mainly political. He doesn't really talk about much else, does he?
Nah.
No, I certainly don't.
All I do is I come in, I go, I fucking hate Tories, and then I fuck off again.
Anyone want to buy an Atari?
Thank you, Rick. Atari, oh God.
You're fired.
Oh, fuck off then, Gov.
Right. Politics. Well, that's enough of that.
Okay, so, yeah, we're back.
Anyone remember where we left off?
Nope, but you know...
It's important. Plot is very heavy.
This is what we call a creative break, a creative hiatus, I think.
I think most people would describe that as the first episode leading up to this point. Maybe expecting a result.
That's if any of these fuckers are still listening. And I'm not going to... You know what? I'm going to be...
Shut the blinds!
I'm going to be nice tonight.
Got him.
Do you reckon the mics picked that up?
Well, I hope so. It was for effect.
Well, that's all right.
Pretty poor, otherwise.
If they didn't, I'll do the effect now. All right, the blinds are down.
Oh, you just scraped that snow cone off your testicles.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it hurt a little bit, but I think it was worth it.
Bit hot for that.
No. It chafed, but I don't mind a bit of chafing. Anyway, I'm going to have to open it.
So anyway, how are you all? It's been a while. We've loved to resonate in your ear holes. And I've missed it. I've missed it personally. I've missed the whole bloody fucking vibe, to be honest. Where's it been? Where's it gone? My life's been a bit busy for a couple of months. Young David.
Mine's been shit, but hey, you know, I've stopped proofreading.
There you go. Shit and busy.
Yeah.
So, what's your excuse? But why haven't you been listening?
Oh, I have.
Not you, them.
Oh, them?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The people behind.
Hang on, this isn't a live one. We need to do a live one at some point.
Well, I think we should get the non-live ones somewhere near right first, don't you? And that's where we're at. Hey, woo!
Well held. That's a well-held in burp there. I'd be quite interested because I think season three in just
get ready for Zany FM codpage. Okay.
Wah, wah. Eh? So season three was literally one episode, wasn't it? In a garage somewhere.
Get out of your socks.
No, I'm keeping the socks on.
You catch phrase for season four there. Get out of your socks, Dave.
Hey, woo.
It was definitely more than one episode of season three.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Are you in your socks?
Yep.
Get out of your socks, Dave.
I'm off me socks, mate. I'm really off me socks.
No, it's not off.
All
it's
I need.
It's not off your socks.
All I need. Really?
Yeah, no, I've been through the... I've done it through the groups and everything. It's definitely get out of your socks.
Oh, you've done like... You've been through group therapy?
No, I've done group testing on it. It's a lot of work's gone into this. Season four is it. I think this is
right, which means you've talked to some drunk blokes down a pub.
Yeah, and I said, get out of your socks. And he literally got out of his socks and left some piss-stained socks on the floor. And if that's not a result, he was happier, I was happier. The barmaid who had to clean up the socks, she was not necessarily happier, but he wasn't trading piss around the place anymore.
That's a fucking fantastic segue, because I managed to find a pair of my pants at the front of my house last week after my birthday drinkies.
Not on his washing line.
No. Out the front, like, you know. And I know I was walking naked around the house, and I share a house with about five or six other people. I'm pretty sure nobody saw me, but I got up in the morning for a cigarette, went down to my little smoking area, and yes, lo and behold...
Don't smoke, folks.
There was... do smoke, but...
Dave's made it to 70, and we're all proud of him. Very well done.
Thank you very much. I'm looking good for it. And there was a pair of my Puma pants down there. Do you know what? We can do the whole happy birthday thing now, because they've decided in court... It's not covered by fucking whatever it is, copyright.
Feces. Oh. Gotcha. Well, that's good news. That's just in time.
Did you just say, that's good news? Oh my God. So it is. It's great. That's grand, that is.
No, definitely not. No.
So anyway, yes, we're back.
We're back and we're old. He's 70, I'm 40. Come on, kids. Let's do this shit.
And do you know what? We've both got bins on tonight, mate. Bins, short for binoculars.
Everybody, put your left hand, clench your fist, lift it up. Just lift it up, put it above your left shoulder. Now do the same with your right hand. Lift it up and just hold it clenched above your right shoulder. Now just start swinging your hips. Now do the bins, everybody. Yeah. Come on, do the bins. We are doing the bins. Come on, do the bins. Everyone's going to be doing it this week.
I'm stood in a studio come spare bedroom with a fucking mad Welsh cunt.
Come on, do the bins.
I think what's happened
we're
is...
We're all doing the bins. He's come on, do the bins.
Somebody's been for a journey. He's done an international journey back to Wales, and I think he's brought a lot of Wales back with him.
It's very difficult to do a national journey from Australia to Wales. Let's admit that first off. Let's not give
oh my God, somebody's being a fucking smartass.
No, credit where credit is due. I agree with that. But, you know, you're blowing it out of proportion here. I couldn't do it without going internationally.
Really? I thought I was blowing it out of my arse. So,
I'll show you one proportion and blow that. Go on.
So anyway, talking of Wales, has been back there, and there's a lot of Wales stuff going on at the moment.
There's a lot of Wales stuff.
I did mention this was going to come up tonight.
Yes.
Wales, they are the biggest fish in the sea.
They're mammals, actually, they're not fish.
Hey, don't you talk about my rugby team like that. Hey, it's Big Woolly's World of Sports. Here we go.
Actually, that I was just doing the theme tune to Ski Sunday then. Not a World of Sport.
Hang on, well, that's supposed to be sport. Hang on, let's see, can I find a bell? Hang on, I'll find a bell. Ooh, go ahead and go.
So you're thinking rugby, aren't you? Only, and you got beaten by Australia the other night.
Yes, but nobody in Wales knows that.
Oh, they do.
No, you're still drunk from beating England.
But you're through, and we're out.
My father missed my daughter's birthday.
But
father missed my daughter's birthday completely.
Really?
I got a text from him on the Sunday night. No Skype, no FaceTime. It happened on a Saturday. Yep. Sunday night.
It was an 8 o'clock kickoff.
I got a message from him saying, yay, Wales beat England. Oh, happy birthday to your daughter.
Can you blame him? Can you blame him? The whole nation would have been... Do you know what? Do you know why that was so good for Wales? It's because there was a whole sheep population in Wales so happy that we're going, oh my God, Wales will beat England in rugby. We're not going to get fucking nailed tonight.
Absolutely the opposite. You know the rules. There's more sheep in England because the ones who don't like it leave. They were well geared up.
Okay. Now,
shave your toes, love. Now, get in the wellies.
I know. I hope this has come out already on these, but I know we've had a discussion about your girls' knowledge of sport. The fact being that, you know, Wales have qualified for a major football tournament for the first time since 1958.
A major football turnip.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that.
The European Turnip Championships Wales have qualified for.
Oh. For
the first time since 1958. It's amazing. It's just amaze wailing. All right, I won't try and do any more crap puns. I can't promise that because I'm stood up with a mic in my hand out of Vegas, baby, and I had a gun.
Yeah, now if we talked about this about 4 weeks ago, I did have a Welsh football fact from 1958 to throw around at this point, but that's for some reason that's just slipped my mind.
What I really wanted to ask, right?
Anything else to do with football?
Wales have qualified already. Do you know who they've got to play next?
In what?
Football. They've got one game left.
We're back to football?
No. You'll love this, and I didn't tell you this earlier, but if you hadn't...
Uruguay.
Nope.
No, that wasn't a guess.
Nope.
No. Your fly's open.
It's not. And I've got a camel toe.
No, it's not actually.
Yes,
sorry, you're a lady.
Fuck off. So, do you know who Wales's next game is against? You don't? I'm going to tell you. Andorra. And I wanted to know if Wales hadn't qualified and they needed to beat Andorra, and obviously Woolly worked in Andorra for quite a while. He did his formative years of drinking and rug taking there. Who would you go for? Andorra or Wales?
Where am I right now?
Imagine all the great times you had in Andorra. Imagine your sheep shagging fucking lovely.
Oh, hello there, lovely boy. Oh, no, I'm deep set in my Welsh football. You know me, Jay. I go back. My Welsh is black and amber. Come on, the port. Come on, the port. Newport FC. Come on, the port. You knows it. I knows it. Come on. Let's get down to the football square. Down where the grass is and everybody's in
Seriously?
Your hair.
What would you do? Andorra versus Wales. Seriously, who would you go for? That's gonna create like a little schism in there somewhere.
I would do the same thing I do every time. I would go straight in to whichever bar we were attending. I would look where the telly is. I would look around. I would say, come on, let's go and sit at the table underneath the telly. Nobody's sitting there. And I would ignore the sports again. Easy access to the bar. Go when everybody's watching. And there's a nice table there. What's the problem?
Okay.
Fun day out for everybody.
So, I mean, no. That's what I expected. I mean, what I used to do in the pub was when West Ham were going to play other teams that were better than us, and on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, you set minds up.
No, I'd take ecstasy. So by the end of the game, if we lost, I wouldn't give a shit. That's the best way to watch football, is on ecstasy.
If you're a West Ham fan.
No, if you're any kind of fan. It really is.
You can say that about a lot of driving the trains like that. Don't you think? Whichever way it turns out.
Nope.
No?
Nope, I don't.
You don't actually have to do anything.
Nah.
You just sit in the front going, dot, dot. Way-o. Every now and again you look around. That's all you do. Pop another one.
So, right. That's brass to the end of this. No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. We've got more shit to talk about.
To the end of the sports section. All right, on political dove. So thank you very much.
So we worked out
Mr. Wu for giving us the lovely roundup of the sports. Nice. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Get out of your socks.
I love the fact that you do have a women's knowledge of sport.
A woman with poor knowledge.
No, just woman's knowledge of sport, generally.
No, there are women out there with a lot better knowledge of sport than I do.
I think I've just lost
a lot of women.
I think I've just lost this for like 40 followers then, actually.
You have. I can turn
Whoa, it hang on with the fucking thrusting your fucking pelvis forward, mate.
They can't see it. They can feel it.
Oh, my God.
I'll just turn around the other way. Which way were you sending them?
Right, so that's the Wales Andorra bit done.
Hey, Macarena! That's what I'd say at the football fields. Down at the football round. On the, smacking the willow. Football! Batter up! Here comes the football.
And the willow.
Yeah, Willow the Wisp. Batter up, Willow! There you go, isn't it? Football! Wait for it, get the fingers in there. Oi! I say you go.
Oh, you're almost doing the Irish. How does an Irishman call his dog? Hero!
Hero is Japanese, isn't it?
No.
Ah.
No, Hilova.
Ah.
We're not gonna drop into.
No,
we're not going to do that. We're bigger than that. We're smarter than that. Actually, we're not smarter than that. We're probably bigger than that. This is just...
We're expanding.
Yeah. You can probably tell we've
just not... Just physically, not
probably,
mentally.
You can probably tell we haven't done this in a while. Where we
hey,
are...
Hey, whoa. Hey, wah, he wah.
He wah, woo wah.
Nah. Yeah?
Ned.
Yeah, that distracted you. Yeah, see? Who wants to listen to people moaning about themselves?
Who wants
Where's to, my...
Who wants to be a millionaire? I
Lido.
Do.
Lido. You're never going to get one with a Lido.
Dido. Oh, I can't fucking stand her. She's an annoying cunt.
But.
Oh! Oh, my God. That was the first cunt of season 4. And I wasn't... I didn't even know I was going to say it.
Oh, I don't know. If you take the tape back, I'm not sure if that's true, but...
It was.
Okay, we'll allow that. As
my
first.
Memory might be shit, but my short-term memory is kind of all right in the last... When it applies to the last 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Okay, I don't know what Woody's doing, but...
Oh, I'm just having a look at... I'm looking into the future.
I made the... Can we have the Scooby-Doo kind of...
No, I can't do that noise. No, I can do this one.
Let's go for depth. To do is to be.
Oh, depth.
No. To do is to be, Socrates. To be is to do, some motherfucker. Doobie doobie doo, Frank Sinatra.
Motherfucker, motherfucker, EMF.
They were okay, EMF. A bit shouty.
Yeah, we don't like loud noise.
Yeah, we do.
Forest Posse. I really didn't expect to get an EMF as okay out of it, right? I'm startled. I'm slightly dumbfounded. I'm just going to throw TV tables RSL at you.
Oh, God. Yes, I remember.
Got him. Oh, yeah. Smacked him with the willow. Boof, football.
So, yeah, at the I like an RSL, which is now the G.
Boof.
For Gaythorne. Yeah, you've got to, if you want a fucking table, you've got to reserve it.
Is a suburb.
Oh, come on.
No need to take offence.
Don't tell them. Don't Google it.
RSL.
Have you noticed how Google has become a verb now? A noun, rather, or an adverb, or whatever kind of grammatical thing I'm trying to fucking say.
Welcome to 2004.
Actually, no, make it 1984. I'm back at school again. No. And my balls haven't dropped yet.
Sorry, I thought you were going to go into a Seinfeld routine then.
I don't know Seinfeld.
Oh, well, you were doing his work.
Fuck him. He's been doing my work. Fucking American cunt.
Yeah, he's been doing. He's been a bit slack about it.
I don't know. I never saw Seinfeld. So if I actually mistakenly come out with anything he might have said, well, you know, it's not my fucking problem.
No, I was just going time-wise here. Don't panic.
So anyway, should we
do...
Have
you ever noticed about food on airplanes? Have you?
Hey, have you ever noticed when it rains, everyone gets wet?
Anybody ever noticed when you get hit by a car?
You die.
Yeah. No, seriously, when you're on a plane... If you're on a plane for 24 to 36 hours with two children under four, you'd be happy if they gave you an activity pack, wouldn't you?
Depends what the activity pack is. If that's looking at some drunk bloke that's wandering around the plane, I'd be up for that, but you possibly wouldn't.
Well, that's kind of what my wife had to do, but she does that all the time whenever I'm with her. So that doesn't really count. And if you just write that down on a bit of paper, put it in a parcel and hand it to kids who can't read, I don't think you can call that an activity pack.
I thought Mrs. Wu would have got UC walking around drunk.
Well, yeah, but just the fact that you described it brought it right to the front of my mind. But can you imagine if you're on a plane for 13 hours,
he said
you open the in-flight kids pack.
Yep. Are you getting an in-flight kids pack?
Yeah.
My God.
Because they know the
If I was a plate of paedophile, fucking hell, that'd be great.
If you were a plate of paedophiles, I'd pop you right in the oven and warm you right up right now.
Okay, sorry. So you get a kid pack for kids, obviously.
Ah, right. You go to a restaurant that slightly caters for kids. You get some crayons and something to colour in. They know they need to keep you in there for more than 10 minutes so you can order your food.
But surely that's going to take it with kids. I know you've told me about, you know, if you're going out for a day. When you've got kids, you add 2 hours to the preparation for going out. Surely they know you're going to stay in there.
No, but you need that in the preparation to go, but that's not part of the activity.
Right.
So once
you're
doing something, you need the 2 hours of preparation for about 5 minutes worth of entertainment.
Yeah.
So obviously when you're constrained, you're on a plane, you want something really, really interactive, something you can do in a small space, yeah? Something that's going to really tie their minds up. Even more, this is a backup to the fact they've got their own TV screen. She's blowing their fucking minds at this stage. There are cartoons on a loop. This is unbelievable. You can choose your own film. This is better than anything.
I've got to interrupt. Got to interrupt. Does this mean that if they've got... This will, you know, stop them from wanting to run around everywhere. If they've got Peppa the Pig to watch for like 15 hours, they'll be absolutely gobsmacked by that.
Well, that's your main... That's your main hope. Because it works for everyone else and it should work for the kids. But it doesn't... Still, a little bit of extra energy there. which has got to be, it's got to be focused somewhere. So what do you think? Maybe, I think, like crayons, or maybe like a slider puzzle, one of those dodgy things. Anything to focus your attention right in your lap on the tray. It's really what I think.
I thought that was aeroplane food.
Mm. Do you think a fold-away frisbee would be in
there? No, but I'm sure you could make one out of a lot of stuff on a plane.
No. They give you a frisbee.
No, you're kidding me.
In a seat that is about 1 foot wide.
Are you serious? You're
on
get
an
aeroplane frisbee?
Yeah. Oh, it's foam, so you're not going to hurt anyone. But how are you going to use this frisbee on this 14-hour flight? On this 26-hour flight that I'm describing, where are you going to play frisbee? Seriously, in the 36 to 87 hours that you're on this plane.
Is this going to be like punching daddy in the face with a frisbee? Or because all I can imagine, if some small children have got a foam frisbee, lots of other people are going to go, and I'm actually going to do the hang my head to the left, open my eyes in a stupid glaze and go, oh, isn't that cute? After 5 minutes, after 10 minutes, it's, I want to fucking kill those little bastards.
Well, I think you'll find that scale radiates out in a kind of 3D graph fashion. So you'll still find 6 hours into the journey, people 3 rows back who get an occasional glimpse and go, oh, they're cute, aren't they? But as you move further towards the centre of the radius, the frustration grows to parent level. And yes, none of that is solved.
Oh, come on. Yeah, but surely your none kids of that say is, you don't have...
Well, yeah, it's our responsibility and our beautiful creations. And that's something...
It's like a turd. It's like your own turd.
It's,
and you go,
you get to enjoy every minute of every day.
I would imagine it's like going on to in the plane toilets, but not shutting the door, and knocking one out and going, oh, my baby, and then the smell oozes out. That's all I can imagine it being like.
Now, how many rows away do you think people are still saying you're cute and your feet? Your
oh, no, not cute, seeing, but smelling.
Oh, okay, so they're really getting into it.
It's kind of similar to, well, not really, because I was going to try and use
who
the...
Who do you normally fly with?
Hemorrhoidates.
Ah.
Sorry, I tried to make that funny then and obviously didn't. I do apologise.
I've heard about your activities on the grapevine.
I was going to try and do some allegory about, or rather a simile about fasting a lift and walking out, but I mean, you do that on a plane anyway. I have shat in a plane toilet before and decided, no, I'm not going to flush that, walked out, when I've known that there isn't anybody just about to follow me in, and just let then somebody go in and follow it, you know, find it.
What is it in you that has made you do that?
Bile. Why do you think I'm called Bile? Come on. That's a...
No, you didn't.
It's a euphemism, mate.
You could have just left that. Right, we'll edit that as silence there. We can edit in a long pause.
Long pause. Mm. I like that. So, sorry, yeah, we were going back to...
Like a stretchy cat.
So we were going back to you, your children, and just, you know, as the centre of... Not gravity. Well, also, it would be like a whirlpool kind of thing. You know, the centre of a maelstrom or something.
Well, there is definitely a certain amount of gravity to the situation, but it's not the physical gravity that we're talking about.
Oh, it's gravitas, about. Possibly.
Well, we're not in first class.
I wish I was.
Yeah,
I have sat in first class.
That is the thought that has gone through many people's heads when they've flown around.
So anyway, what exactly happens with the people around you that are doing the, oh, they're lovely, after half an hour of them being so lovely?
Well, just backing away, trying to force themselves into the back of their seats. If they're behind us, you know, it's like there's a... Oh, the fire's getting a bit hot. You're just pushing yourself into the back of the chair.
Do you reckon it should be like... do you reckon it, you know, like parents should take lots of sleeping pills with them on journeys. Not for themselves, but to hand out people all around them going, look, we've got children, so here's some temazepam for all of you. You'd best take them.
Because I don't know if there's been any experiments. I think controlled experiments would be very valuable in this field. I think maybe I will volunteer to get on, and myself and my wife will take the sleeping pills, and we'll just
No, you're supposed to give them out, mate.
No. So four seats in the middle, kids in the middle, and we'll just pass out. And I reckon about 10 minutes of them moaning, trying to prod us and make us do stuff, and realizing we're asleep, they probably just go to sleep. They just feed it off the attention.
Do you know what? That's a fucking smart idea, because I think what would happen is that there would be, you know, on a plane you've got the whole gamut of human beings.
You would really have to restrain them well.
Well, no, it's just that somebody else by default would look after them.
I know, yeah. Well, now I think about it.
Obviously, they'd think you were awful parents, but you're never going to see these people again, ever. So why would you give a fuck?
Well, I hope I would when I was collecting my child from them.
Well, yes, possibly. Well, no. Actually, what you'd do is you would give the cabin staff very strict instructions. I ain't going to fall asleep in 10 minutes. You make sure that we get the children back. And, you know, it's not like they're going to fucking disappear on a plane.
Here's $200.
Oh, no. You don't...
I know you don't pay for alcohol, but this is different.
Go to Singapore, yeah. They're just lovely. They really are. Don't go with the Etihad. If you do the Etihad or Emirates, they'll nick your kids because you've got...
here we go.
Are they blonde? Yeah, you've got blonde kids. They'll nick them and sell them into slavery. Oh, which is what I would do anyway.
I knew this was going to come. Anyway.
Hang on, listen.
This is
turning into a very, very good public service announcement. We're trying to help parents who fly. I think we're wonderful, mate. We're doing people a service tonight who listens to us. Listen, if you're listening tonight and you have kids and you think some of your friends might appreciate this, then tell them to listen to us, because we're coming up with some absolutely wonderful ideas for sparing you the absolute awful, awful tragedy of flying on a plane with children. They're annoying little pricks. Not that Mr. Woos are. They're lovely. When he's not beating the shit out of them. And we're not cutting that bit out either. Come on.
Well, I'm
still intrigued by the fact that you get I think it's great that airplanes will give kids lots of stuff to play with on a plane. Even the frisbee thing, that sounds very, very strange, and I can't understand it. But now, every time I'm on a plane, I'm going to be so looking out for that. Actually, I will probably go down my seat right at the back when I'm drunk, going, "Hello, do you have a frisbee I can play with, please?"
Oh, he's just gone with a bucket of them and just walked down the plane. Just while you're sober at the start, just hand them out to any kids in the aisle. There you go. Nerf gun, anyone?
Actually, maybe I won't do that, because I suspect I might well get arrested. If I'm not on an American plane, it would be all right.
I'm not sure if blood capsules are still available.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they probably should be. They were one of my favourite jokes. I loved the joke shop on holiday. That was one of my favourite places to go. And I would come back from high. I remember the man in the local shop in Crosskilliard nearly having a heart attack on stage, because I went in. Just milled around the sweet section, talked to him, looked at the sherbet dip, had a quick look at the sweet cigarettes in the aisle there, you know, things you used to do in the 80s when you were a child, in the late 70s and the early 80s, you could just hang around and look at it, pretend poison in the shops.
Can I for 2 seconds, sweet cigarettes, we will come back to, don't worry about that.
And just as everybody's at ease, turn away, pop 2 blood capsules in my mouth, let them dissolve, and then start frothing blood down my chin. Let it froth. There's a bloody froth run down the front of my shirt, then fall on the floor and start shaking around on the floor. And when the man came round the front, I got up and laughed and left.
You know, nowadays you could do that, and you could probably sue the fucking shop. Not an Ardyne.
Well, to be fair, I think nowadays the shop owner could probably sue you.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think the restrictions, the age restrictions are getting more and more blurred as we go.
There was a kid at that school I went to. I went to school with. Yeah.
He didn't get on the internet and try and talk to someone else into doing something really bad.
No, but he did a fucking very funny thing one year, which shat everybody else up. School, it's your birthday, you get the bumps. Okay. Danny Price came in one year, 2 blood capsules, gets the bumps, falls on the floor, rides around, spews blood out of his mouth.
Yes.
Everybody fucking legs it.
Go, Danny Price.
But do you know what? Do you know what the beauty of what he did was? He didn't fucking say anything at all. So literally about 5 or 6 kids got brought into the head of year. And absolutely fucking.
When did everyone find out?
He never told anyone.
How do you know?
Because he didn't tell anyone until about 2 weeks after he'd done it.
They
all got fucking detention. And the thing is, Danny Price was a fairly kind of hard kid, little skinhead kid. But it was just the cruelty that he did.
Is this mid 70s?
No, this was 1985. Because it was his last it was his last year at school, and his birthday was in June. Sorry.
So even in 1985, which on the face of things is not that long ago, some kid could have the bumps.
It's 30 years ago.
Be spewing blood. It'd be reported to the teachers, and he didn't have to go to hospital again.
No.
The kids got in trouble. Who did it?
Oh, no, because the thing is, afterwards, he'd say, because, you know, you could probably fucking, like, get a kick in the mouth of someone, you get the bumps. And I didn't like Danny Price that much because he used to bully me a bit.
I love him.
But I had so much respect for him. Literally, it was about 3 weeks before we all left school. And that just meant, oh, fuck is, you're never going to get me. I loved his thinking.
He's a man with a plan. Here it is.
And you know, as kids, you don't generally see that kind of intelligence in small children, do you? Well, I think not.
Well, anyway. if you do, it's obviously well covered up.
Well, no, if you do, then you've got like a megalomaniac on your hands.
Well, have you looked him up recently?
No, I was a late developing megalomaniac stroke cruel bastard.
Yeah, and it's good to see you're still maturing on that front, if not on any other.
Oh, I'm a well developed cruel cunt. My God, that's only the second time I've used it. Oh wow, I'm
looking forward to the feedback where it gets pointed out to you. How many times?
15 times.
You've dropped the cunt bomb between since then and then.
Ah, don't say cunt bomb, please. Oh, no. Just say cunt.
Oh, cunt bomb.
Well, no, these cunts over here called it fucking C-bomb. And fuck yes, you Australian wankers.
Paul McCartney calls it a C-moon. Oh.
What? Hang on a minute. No. Please explain that. I want to hear Paul McCartney call it a C-moon.
Simon.
I want you to explain that now.
Simon.
I want you to explain it all our two listeners.
Yeah, he did a song with Kermit the Frog. Simon.
Did he?
Simon. Simon. Are we? What do you think, Leonard?
I'm really sorry about this. This is why I can't take this cunt seriously.
Why are you chewing on my leg, Linda?
are you suggesting for a second that Linda wasn't a fucking vegetarian?
Boom, boom. Fucking right.
Boom. Oh, the frog thing.
Boom, boom.
Have a wank.
Well, there's no need for that, is there?
There was every need for that.
Well, you may say that.
Well, Paul McCartney, come on. He was the untalented Beatle. Although I will give him this, he married somebody who was missing half a leg. I don't know how the sex was with that, but
you do it a bit sideways after a while.
Not as good. Listen. If you shag somebody who's missing a whole leg, like just a whole leg, as I have, my God, that's
You have not missing a whole leg.
I know, but the person I...
You have not missing a whole leg. You have not. I can see your two leg.
No, I'm not. But this wonderful lady who lost a leg in a motorbike accident wanted sex. And my God, if you're checking about this, got missing leg. The position she...
Well, I've got to say... You're a shit motorbike rider, but you're such a versatile Lothario.
Oh my God, yes.
Hey, Woogie Tanga. Hey? Hey?
I'm not singing to Got that him. Level. I'm not singing to that level.
Oh, okay.
You already played me fucking Queen on the way down here tonight. Jesus, man. You're a cruel fuck.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, on that note, that's...
As you can see,
I'm not going to rise to it either. I'll just chuck you in a pool later on. I'm going to waterboard you later.
Oh, hello. Promises.
No. It won't be beer, water, torture either. It'll be just water.
No, I want water. Waterboard me with alcohol.
What, are you talking about Dennis and that?
No. Just nosh, right?
I'm just getting a fresh... We've got to edit some more. Hey! Whoa, Jesus, Dave, that's a stinker!
It was away from the mic, so we can cut the one out.
All right, well, not Ryan, I'll just insinuate you a
battle. Yeah, I'll have one as well, please.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna get... So anyway, we were going to start talking about our mate Nosh, who, a few weeks ago...
Dennis.
Oh, fuck. Do you know what? You should have taken this one with you. Oh, it's got a fair long enough lead. So, Dennis had his nose done a few weeks ago. He needed to have some cartilage like taken out to try and stop him snoring because he's got a wonderful new lady. Who's a bit mental. And if she's listening to this, you're a bit mental, love. But anyway, so he, you know, obviously if you're going to have cartilage cut out your nose, you're going to be in pain. So you're going to need painkillers. And I didn't hear this story until a couple of days after this had actually happened, but it's a beauty anyway. Basically, Dennis told me that he'd been backward raped by his own shit because he'd been taking codeine for so long. And that's probably it for tonight. We might elucidate on this a little bit more. Actually, no, we won't. Dennis,
no, it doesn't sound like you're an elucidator.
No.
Can I just add that I heard about this from Mr. Boyle. On speakerphone on a Friday night on the sofa with my wife, and she was most delighted to hear about
my God! I still can't believe that Dennis didn't tell you. Well, you work with him.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and sometimes you can't fit in codeine ass raping into your working day.
He was. You just come on back on mic. Well, anyway, yeah, Dennis's missus, who is lovely, she's a bit gippy when it comes to blood, but when it comes to shit, she's got no fucking problems at all. So she's like looking down the fucking bowl after Dennis has been screaming, "Oh my fucking God, I've been raped by my own poo!" And she's going, and she did actually say to me, "It was as big as a Coke can. It was nearly as big as his cock." Which, to be honest, I think that's where we should probably leave it. It was a hilarious story. And if any of you have these kind of stories, you should come back and tell us. Or share with us your anal rape stories. Backwards anal rape. If you've been ever raped by your own poo, or for that matter, if you've ever been raped by anybody else's poo, Just let us know, because we like to talk about these things. We think they're better out in the open.
Right, I'm back. I'm not sure that any of this is something I agree with.
That's okay. I'm
not sure that
this should
be out in the open.
This is called deniability for Woo, but he loves it anyway.
Well, he's ruining one of my One of my favourite shit raping plans where you freeze a shit and then rape someone with it, and then all the evidence is melted by the end of it.
But this is the best kind of shit rape. It was like reverse shit rape. And on that note, everyone, we're going to call this a night.
Hi.
On that score, thank you. I've been Bio.
I've been Woo. I would like to say, big up yourself.
I'm going to say,
Mr. Ned.
Big up. And I'll tell you what, I'll say,
I'd like to say, big up yourself. Big up. B Hatch. To Mrs. Nazy.
And I'm going to say, big up your sphincter, Dennis, because you need fucking help.
I want to say, big up yourselves and congratulations to Dennis and Nasha. To the big household team. And you, Ned, you're lifting that roof right up.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
You're lifting that roof right up, brother.
I'm going to see you good night, because I'm feeling kind of
faded. I want to do pods with you, just you.
Nobody else but you.
That's Woo, that's me.
Actually, yeah. Well, actually, hang on a minute. You're not Woo. Oh, yeah, you are.
I am Woo.
Oh, hey. Fuck you.
Hey.
Do you know what?
I got to say, you look nice in that tuxedo tonight, Mr. Bio.
Well, fuck you. I'm not wearing one. All right?
Well, fuck off, you cunt.
Well, hey, you've gone for it.
Hey,
you dirty slag. Do you know what? I'm going to fucking argue with this. Well, you can do that as well. With your fucking no nipple fucking shirt on. For fuck's sake, fucking Muggy Bonehead, mate.
Big
Muggy
up yourself.
Fucking Bonehead.
Big up yourself, Nanine.
Honestly, this will connect to the next one. We are going to Muggy Bonehead the next episode.
I want to say, big up yourself, Mr. Bio. And big up my own self. Right up myself. From the woman.
In what that watty melon, man.
It's up there.